What got both of you involved in politics in the first place? What was that one passion that got you saying that I need to go into politics to make a difference?
I guess for me, it's, you know, when I was growing up and right through high school, all my friends, I think their biggest thing was, hey, you know what? I can't wait to graduate and move out of Mission. And I was like, I always thought, I was like, why? I love Mission. And it, I think just because some of the needs that they had weren't being met. So I said, you know what? I think I could create change. That could be a huge asset, especially with a background in finance and accounting and business. I said, you know what? I could be a huge asset to this council and bring a whole different vision and bring out of the box thinking. So that's the reason I ran. And I plan on raising my family here too. So it's, you know what? I feel like Mission has so much potential and I want to be part of achieving that potential.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Mr. G, for the question. Obviously, you know, being born and raised, my father, you know, one of the pioneers, and, you know, he was very heavily involved in the community, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and learning a lot from him. It actually starts from childhood, you know. I had opportunity to meet a lot of the great mayors and other elected officials growing up as kids. They used to come to our house. We used to go to their house swimming. And, you know, that plays an influence in you. You know, when I sit in this office, I think of all the great people who serve in this office, in this chair, to, you know, to represent our community fairly and equally and with deep honor. So those are important things. You know, I just decided after my dad passed away in 2017, you know, he talked about it because we've been, you know, volunteering in different boards and just volunteering in general in the community. I just thought, you know, maybe it's time to give it a try and see what happens, you know, and it's, you know, there was no ego attached to it at all. It was just about service, and that's how it was. So, you know, and I think that, you know, fighting for common people is something that I'm passionate about. And that's where that service came along from, you know, with Cycling for Diversity or with my tennis tournaments or my columns or whatever I've done in the past. It just, that service is, it keeps me living, it keeps that passion going and fighting for people and listening, you know. And it's a very busy job, as Councillor Gill knows. It's a very busy job that we're, you know, busy most days and trying to help and return calls and emails.
As you know, you guys are both young. And what kind of responsibilities or what can you do to motivate more young people to get involved in the political system and political lives to make differences in the world?
Sure. Do you want me to take someone, Jack, first?
Go for it, Councillor.
Is that okay? Yeah. So, well, you know, I think a lot of time where what happens is, and Councillor Gill can comment on this after I finish here, is I think a lot of people don't think they're good enough. You know, young people, you know, at JAG's age, or, you know, they think that, well, maybe, you know, I need more experience and I'm not quite there yet. And maybe I should wait another 10 years or 15 or whatever before I'm there. Or people don't take you serious enough. And I think that's the biggest misconception of young people. I think a lot of young people like JAG has proven himself to be one of our great people on council. And, you know, he's proven himself to be over the top, and he's really flourishing right now as a young person. I think he's around 26, JAG, if correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm underestimating your age. I don't know. But, you know, I really like working with Councillor Gill along with many others. You know, we're all friends at the end of the day, but when we come into the council chambers, you know, it's a discussion, and we leave it at the chambers, and we resume our friendships outside of the chambers. But we would like more young people to run in the next election and be part of the community. The community mission is changing over the next 20, 30 years. And these young people need to be part of that process now, because, you know, time they know everything, and as Mission, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of preparation, and takes a term sometimes to really understand your role. So I'll leave it at that. But we always encourage young people to be involved, whether as elected officials or on our committees.
Yeah, I think that sums it up quite well. I think, you know, one thing I could add is, you know, even lead by example. And have discussions with youth, with school districts, trustees, to say, really push, you know, people or decision makers to get youth involved. I think the biggest one is, you know, we approved a pump track, and there's the Fraser Valley Mountain Biking Association got a bunch of young kids together to write letters to council, or even someone approached me a year ago to have a park in the Mission Rotary Sports Park. Councilor, you probably know about this. And, yes. You know, I told her, I said, you know what? It'd be easy for us to just say yes. But I said, you know what? Come to council, make a presentation on why you should have a play park in the sports parks. And they did. So it's important for us to even encourage them to come and have the discussions with us.
I know, Ken, when we had a first interview, asked this question to you, but I wanted to get both of your takes on this. You being a city councilor's mission, you know, Abbotsford, your next door neighbor. Have you lately collaborated, or do you guys collaborate with the Abbotsford City Hall to make things better for Fraser Valley residents as a whole?
Oh, absolutely. We do all the time. We're always in constant communication with Abbotsford, and not just Abbotsford, but other regional communities too, Maple Ridge, Chilliwack, Agassiz. So, you know, there is a Fraser Valley Regional Board that meets, I believe, on a monthly basis to discuss, motions and things that need to get passed at that level. But we are always in constant communication. You know, our sewer line is connected. So that is always in communication. Our water is connected, and many other resources as well. And our policing services are always in communications. So yeah, absolutely. Our mayors and councillors are always in communication. And yeah.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.